Right now, though, we're going to talk about product recalls. The Consumer Product Safety Commission announced 323 product recalls last year. That's the most in 7 years. They involved tens of millions of items, including toys, clothing, home appliances. And according to a new report, when a company offers a refund, and you always hear that, right, return it for a refund, it can be sometimes be difficult to collect. So let's go to consumer man Herb Weisbaum, who's a contributing editor at checkbook.org, to talk about this. And these products were recalled because they're dangerous, so that's concerning. How dangerous are these products? What can happen to you if you decide, I'll risk it?
Yeah, these products are recalled, Dave, for a wide range of risks, including fire, burns, falls, cuts, choking, and suffocation, as well as exposure to toxic chemicals. And according to an analysis of those 323 product recalls last year by a consumer group called U.S. PIRG, they found that those recalls were connected to 550 injuries, 15 deaths, and more than 500 fires. So, A, it's concerning there are so many recalls, and it's really concerning if people don't find out about them or pay attention and return the products or stop using them.
Is there any typical reason why this happens? Is somebody not paying attention at the factory? Is it sabotage? Is it, bad equipment design? What is it?
No, what it is the fact that most people listening probably don't realize this, but for most of the 15,000 products that the CPSC regulates, there are no testing standards. Some products, such as bike helmets, can be banned before they hit the market if tests show they don't meet the government safety standards. But in most cases, there are no standards to meet, and the agency can only respond to complaints from consumers or reports from doctors or hospitals about products injuring people. So that's why it's really important, if you are injured by a product, to file a complaint with a Consumer Product Safety Commission. Something else that may come as a surprise to the listeners is that the recall process works as follows. You always hear it, you reported, Dave, voluntary recall announced by the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Right.
That word voluntary is critical. The companies work with the government. The companies have to agree to the terms of the recall and the wording of the recall announcement. It's not up to the regulators. And if they want to fight this and stall or delay it, they can. So some of these recalls are delayed weeks or months, and the wording is sort of, because the companies get to control this. It's a very bizarre situation, but that's how product safety recalls work in this country, and that was how the system was designed by Congress. A lot of people have called for changing that to give the regulator more power to order these recalls. Happens in some rare cases, but it can take years for that process to play out. So that's another reason why there's so many dangerous products hitting the market. And then, of course, all the imports. We're buying things online from China and other companies that don't have a lot of the safety standards we do.
Right.
Put it all together, and you got a lot of dangerous products floating around.
Okay, now when they promise a refund, is it easy to get, or do you have to jump through hoops?
Well, this group, the U.S. PIRG, analyzed the companies that offered recalls and looked at the process, and they found out that in many cases, about half the time when a recall is offered, it's very difficult or challenging in order to get that recall. There's a lot of hoops to jump through. Maybe you have to call a telephone number that only works during normal business hours. Maybe the website is difficult to use. Maybe the website makes you order a form that they send you, then you have to fill the form out. Sometimes you have to take it back to the store. So this group, the point of their report was suggesting that they have to make this process easier. And then get this, you think a refund means you're getting your money back, right? You're going to get a check or maybe a debit card. Well, for some companies, a refund means we're going to give you a credit towards another purchase from our company, or a prorated refund based on the age of the product. So you bought the product that was dangerous, but they didn't let you know about it for a couple of years. So we're going to, you got a couple of years out of that blender that could break apart and throw shrapnel all over the place. We're going to prorate the refund. So there's a call for, they just wanted to point out how bizarre our process is, and maybe there's a need to do some changing. I think they had a good point.
But do other countries do it differently?
I don't know how they do it in other countries, but I know when it comes to customer safety, that consumer safety, that Europe is way ahead of us, and they have much stronger rules, and I would dare say it's probably done a lot better overseas than it is here. That's basically all I can say about that one.
But it does strike me as being kind of scattershot. You have to be tuned into the radio and happen to hear the story to even know your product is being recalled sometimes. So is there any central location that you can check from time to time? Or, you know, can you get a push alert when there's a major recall?
Yeah, the federal government has a website where they can give you, and you can search for that. And also, you can basically Yeah, that's the other reason I meant to point out is that if you fill out those the forms that you get to say, register your product, you know, for the warranty,
right.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to fill it out to get the warranty. Your protection is guaranteed whether you fill out the card or not. But if you register your product, you will be able to be alerted. They'll contact you if indeed there is a recall. So that's one of the big reasons for why you want to do that. I have a lot more information on my story on checkbook.org that lists how you can file complaints and where you can get these recall notices. Also, the problem is come to the attention of the CPSC about this, that they now have a recall complaint form. And they're saying if you get the runaround trying to get a recall product, the company to take it back or give you your refund, fill out this complaint form. We want to know about it. It's kind of interesting that they've actually set up a complete complaint form for that.
Well, yeah. I think it's essential. If some of these things are as dangerous as you say, then it's worth keeping up with. I know that when I bought, last time I bought a car, and you sign for the recall notices, they're very good about that for some reason. The car dealers seem to be more than happy to get you to come into the shop to get the car fixed because chances are you might buy something else, I guess. But I appreciate that, frankly.
No, and by the way, the website you can look for, saferproducts.gov, is where you can look for these recalls and sign up for alerts, S-A-F-E-R, saferproducts.gov. The reason why it's so important to get these products off the market, Dave, is if people don't find out about it and they don't know about it, A, they can pass it along to a family member, they can give it to a charity, Goodwill or something, and somebody else could get hurt. They could sell it online in these marketplaces. The key is, if it's recalled, it's dangerous, we got to get it off the market. We really have to do a better job of dealing with these dangerous products and maybe stopping them from getting in the market in the first place.
Consumer man Herb Weisbaum, contributing editor at checkbook.org. Thank you, Herb.